Our next episode will be our last one for season 4. Then we're going to have a break, and I'll spend some time thinking, writing, and recording the next season for you. I'm going to keep in touch with our brand new mailing list. These are emails that I will send out once a month. If you and your family would like to get updates on Peace Out and also mindfulness activities, please let your grown-up know that there is a link in the episode notes to subscribe to the email list.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out and peace within.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out. Peace out. Peace out and peace within.
Hello. Welcome back to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Today, we're going to talk about the king of dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Before we do, I wanted to share a couple of kindness stories sent in by our listeners.
Hi, my name is Connor. I'm 6 years old, and I want to share a kindness story with you guys. One time, I was on the side of the couch, and I fell down and got knocked out for one whole entire hour. I woke up at the ER emergency room, and I'm like, wait, what happened? And I'm like, why am I here? And then my mom and dad tell me about what happened. And they give me a stuffed puppy, and I called it Ambi. And then I'm collecting more, and they were so kind to me. Peace out.
Connor, that must have been painful and confusing to wake up in a hospital. Nurses are awesome. They do so much to heal and care for the community, especially right now. That was so thoughtful of that nurse to give you a puppy stuffy. And it sounds like it helped you feel safer and feel more comfortable during that time. Thank you for sharing that with us, Connor. Here's one more kindness story sent to us to our email from a Peace Out listener. It says, "Hi, I love your podcasts. I just wanted to send you this so that you can respond because on the reviews you can't answer it. But I love this much." And then there's a whole bunch of red heart emojis times infinity. I love it that much. Thank you so much for that. We loved seeing that email and we're sending a whole bunch of red heart emojis right back to you. So let's begin. Sit in a comfortable position. Rest your hands on your knees. Close your eyes if you'd like. Breathe in through your nose. And breathe out through your nose. Take notice of your breathing right now. Is it slowing down? Or is it fast? Is it long and deep? Or short and shallow? You don't have to change anything about your breathing right now. Just notice it. We're going to do our calm down countdown. I'll count down from 10. And as I do, keep breathing deeply in and out. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The name Tyrannosaurus Rex means King of the Tyrant Lizards, because the T-Rex was the largest carnivore dinosaur that ever lived, which means it ate meat or other dinosaurs. The T-Rex was the biggest predator during the late Cretaceous period, which was more than 65 million years ago. The T-Rex starts life in an egg laid by its mother, and once it hatches, a little baby T-Rex makes its way out of the shell. We're going to start on our hands and knees. Right now, only your hands knees, and the tops of your feet should be touching the ground, so you look a little like a table. Now tuck your toes under, like you're about to run a race. Let's take a big breath in and use our arms to push our hips up to the ceiling. This is a downward facing dog pose. Hands are on the floor, arms straight, feet are on the floor, your hips are high up in the air. You should look sort of like a slide, with your legs being the ladder and your straight back being the slide. Are your ears close to your shoulders? If they are, push a little away from them. Breathe in and out. We'll stay here just for a little while. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is known for a few things. One of these things is its big, strong tail. Their tails have a lot of muscles in them, and the T-Rex used the tail for balance and to help it turn quickly as it ran after its prey. Let's pretend we're a T-Rex. Going for a walk, our tails moving side to side. Okay, slow down and come to a stop. Gently bring your knees to the floor. Untuck your toes so that the front of your foot is flat on the ground. Sit back on your heels. Lean all the way forward as far as you can. You can touch your forehead to the ground and then stretch your arms over your head along the floor, right by your ears. Or you can bring your arms back along the sides of your body, palms facing up. If it's more comfortable, make two fists and stack them, one on top of the other. Rest your forehead on your fists. You can also make your knees go wide to give yourself more room to settle into the floor. Wherever you are right now, breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your nose. When you're ready, come back up to a comfortable sitting position. You know, we have kids of all ages who listen to Peace Out. We hear from listeners who are 4 years old and listeners who are 14 years old. We also hear from grown-ups who listen to Peace Out with their kids, and even some adults who like to listen even if they don't have kids. They tell me it's because they want to relax and be mindful and like how we do it in a playful way that's not too serious. And mindfulness can be fun. So if you're a grown-up listening, or maybe a teen who hasn't gotten to play and be silly and let go lately, I'm giving you permission to do this with our next exercise. This time is for you. Have fun with it. And for all the kids out there, well, you'll get exactly what to do here. Picture a T-Rex in your mind. What does it look like? That long tail, a big head, and tiny arms, of course. Paleontologists, scientists who study dinosaurs, think that the T-Rex's arms were still very useful in capturing prey, and that by being shorter, it helped them to slash their prey as they caught them. Paleontologists also believe that the T-Rex evolved to have smaller arms because they didn't really need them. They were already able to do a lot with their large heads, and especially with their super strong, sharp teeth that had a bite force of about 8,000 pounds. The bite force is the pressure that the teeth can withstand, can take. So the T-Rex being able to take 8,000 pounds per bite, that's a lot. It's like being able to bite through three small cars or a hippopotamus. Sorry, hippos. Today, the strongest bite force on Earth is the saltwater crocodile, which has a bite force of 3,700 pounds, or about half the bite force of a T-Rex. So with all that power in its jaws and teeth, no wonder the T-Rex depended less on its arms. Let's pretend to be a T-Rex. Bring up your tiny T-Rex arms now. You have them up? Now, let's hear your best T-Rex roar now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, roar! Nice roar. Now it's time to do the twist, the T-Rex twist. Keep those T-Rex arms up and sit up nice and tall now. Pretend there's a string that's attached to the top of your head and someone is gently pulling it up. Feel your head slowly growing up towards the sky, followed by the back of your neck, then your upper back, followed by your lower back. Keep this tall posture as we do the T-Rex twist. When we sit up like this and face front, we'll take a deep breath in. Then we'll turn to one side and roar. We'll face back front again and take another deep breath in before turning to the other side and roaring. Let's give it a try together. Take a deep breath in, turn to one side, and let out a roar. Nice. Face forwards again and breathe in, turn to the other side, and roar. Face the front again, breathe in, and turn to the other side. Roar! Back to the front again. Take a deep breath in. Twist to the opposite side and let out your dinosaur. Roar! Great work! Let's do each side 3 more times on your own now. Well done, all. Your roars were ferocious. I think it's time to lie down now and get comfortable. I learned something new about the T-Rex. Did you know that paleontologists recently looked into what the T-Rex would have really sounded like? Since it's most closely related to birds, alligators, and crocodiles, scientists now believe that instead of that classic roar that we hear the T-Rex making in movies and shows, they actually may have made a much lower, deeper booming sound. Isn't that interesting? I included a link in our episode notes that shows what that booming sound may have sounded like. As you lie down, do a quick body check to see how you're feeling. Are there any spots that feel uncomfortable? Just notice them. You can make a little adjustment if you need to. The T-Rex didn't live for very long, just about 30 years or so. As adults, they will lay eggs so that the next generation could continue on. Paleontologists believe that many dinosaurs had feathers and other similarities to their descendants, birds. The T-Rex was likely born all soft and fuzzy with downy feathers. And as it grew up, it likely grew feathers on its head and tail. We're going to lighten ourselves like a feather as we near the end of our time together today. Start with a deep breath in through your nose. Take in as much cool, fresh air as you can. And as you breathe out through the nose, feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. Breathe in again and breathe out all the heaviness. Your body is getting lighter. Maybe you can feel your toes and feet, starting to float. Your fingertips and wrists, maybe even your head, start to lift up off the floor. Keep breathing in air and lightness and breathing out. Your legs and arms are lightening, lifting. Head is feeling lighter. Your whole body is feeling lighter. You're floating off the ground. Keep breathing. Keep floating. And relax for the next 30 seconds. Welcome back. With each breath in, start feeling yourself coming back down onto the floor. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Maybe move your head slowly from one side to the other. When you're ready, roll onto one side and slowly get up. Or if you're in bed and ready for sleep, good night. Thank you all for being here today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang, sound editing by John Karsten, produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang.